Few would disagree that West Side Story is one of Broadway's finest productions, not least for its high-energy dance numbers. But it might surprise you to learn that Jerome Robbins, the show's director and choreographer, was fired from the original production for being too much of a perfectionist. Soon after, he created New York Export, Opus Jazz, a ballet in sneakers. After dancing in a revival of Opus Jazz 5 years ago, New York City Ballet soloist Ellen Barr and Sean Swosey were inspired to produce the ballet on film, and they shot it on location throughout New York City with dancing by members of the New York City Ballet. New York Export, Opus Jazz, airs tomorrow night at 8 p.m. on PBS, and I'm very pleased that it brings Ellen Barr, who is its creator and executive producer, and Jody Lee Leibs, who is the director of the film, to our show today. Hi.
Hi.
Ellen, it's interesting that Robbins prefaced the title of the ballet with the words New York Export. Why?
I think, you know, he choreographed the ballet for this company he had called Ballet USA, and it was a State Department-sponsored company that sort of went on this goodwill tour all around Europe. So it was about, you know, spreading American culture. It was kind of a, you know, American goodwill, let's defeat communism thing. So I think it's about sort of exporting New York culture.
Were there any plans to also perform it in the United States?
It was performed in the United States after it was a huge hit in Europe.
And on Ed Sullivan Show, right?
Yeah, on the Ed Sullivan Show, three separate times. They did the entire ballet, yeah.
So they broke it up into three parts?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Well, but that's still extraordinary. You can't imagine something like this being done on commercial television today.
No.
And then that was it before its revival in 2005? Was it ever performed?
It was performed sporadically. I think ABT and Joffrey did it like in the 70s and early 80s. But Sean and I had never heard of it until it appeared on the schedule for the New York City Ballet spring season in 2005. And so we were totally just sort of like, where did this Jerome Robbins ballet come from that we'd never heard of? We thought we knew everything.
Well, I mentioned earlier that he was fired from West Side Story for being so exacting. Is it difficult to perform today?
The ballet is, I wouldn't say it's difficult to perform. It requires a lot of energy and it requires being in a certain mindset, but it's really a lot of fun. It's definitely one of those nights that you're like, you don't get stressed out about. You're just excited to do it.
Well, Jody, Opus Jazz seems to fit in very well with the late 1950s cool aesthetic, the disaffected youth with tight jeans, finger snapping, James Dean. How did you adapt it for 2010?
Well, I think a lot of the ideas about adapting it came from Sean and Ellen. I think probably the biggest adaptation was the wardrobe choice, which was, you know, to update the costumes to contemporary clothing. And then I also just think the environments play a huge part in the film. The locations are really almost a character in the film, and I think that those, you know, bring it up to date too.
Well, it's performed in sneakers. Was it performed in sneakers in 1958?
Yeah, it was always performed in sneakers. Jerome Robbins called it a ballet in sneakers often when he was describing it, which is part of why Sean and I thought this ballet was ripe for this kind of adaptation, is because you can take dancing in sneakers and put it out in the city and it can become part of the cityscape. With pointe shoes, you just can't do that.
Well, his interest in dance covered a wide range of styles: ballet, modern, Spanish, interpretive dance, Broadway dance. Are all of them apparent here?
I think that it's very much jazz dancing, and it has definitely moments where he is referencing ballroom and cha-cha and just all sorts of Latin and African syncopation. I think it's all in there, but it's very much based in ballet at the heart of it.
And how did you wind up even being able to reenact it? Because of the Ed Sullivan Show?
We actually had one of the original dancers from Ballet USA. He came and staged it on us. His name is Eddie Verso. But he, you know, he had to reference tapes and stuff like that, Ed Sullivan especially. But it always helps to have a person-to-person transfer of choreography.
Who composed the music?
It's by Robert Prince.
Mm-hmm. Jody, the film seems like the opposite of a music video. What can be achieved with dance on film that can't be achieved on stage?
Well, I think there's a couple things. To me, the most important difference is being able to get close to the performers. I think you know, that's always a struggle with adapting choreography to film, and something that Jerome Robbins was really a master at is knowing when to go in, when to get tight, and when to sacrifice, you know, the larger image for a detail of movement. So I think that's, you know, a big part of the reason why he was a pioneer in choreography on film.
Well, even earlier we had Fred Astaire, who insisted on long takes and as much head to foot as possible.
Right.
And that's what you've done here largely as well.
Yeah, well,
we don't have a lot of close-up of people's faces.
Right. I mean, I don't think there's a lot of close-up of people's faces, but I think there's a lot of, you know, a lot of getting in as close as we can without sacrificing the movement. And I also think that, you know, it's when you're making a dance piece, it's the choreographer is thinking about the audience from the front. And I think that, you know, what we're able to do in this kind of situation is really move the camera around and really show details that the audience wouldn't see from the perspective that we're showing them.
And show patterns as well.
Yeah.
Busby Berkeley did, of course, all of those patterns from overhead, which could never be seen on a real stage. But you do patterns from the side.
Yeah, from above, from everywhere.
Now, Ellen, you told the Austin Chronicle that you'd seen a lot of bad dance films. What elements make a dance film good or bad in your mind?
I always get a sense when I'm watching a bad dance film that the people who are either directing or shooting or editing it don't really understand what the dance is trying to say or what the choreography is about. And so they miss these things. They miss these moments, and they miss the impact of what the choreography is trying to do. And I think you have to know a dance intimately and to really plan it out, you know, and not just cut from, you know, this angle to this angle without really thinking about what the choreography is accomplishing at that moment.
I'm talking about New York Export Opus Jazz, which is being shown tomorrow night on PBS's Great Performances series with Ellen Barr and Jody Lee Lipes. This kind of tells a story. It's about people who come from different places to get together and dance. And I assume, Ellen, that you and Sean Swosey could relate to that.
Oh, definitely.
Where did you come from?
I came from upstate New York, actually, but I moved to the city when I was 14 to pursue ballet really seriously, and I moved into the dorms at the School of American Ballet, and I got into the company when I was 16, and Sean had the same path. So we were both young, living on our own in New York City, and sort of discovering what these characters are discovering of freedom for the first time, and that very emotional and sort of raw late teens, early 20s, when you're just sort of trying to figure out who you are. And so we felt that that was in this ballet, and we related to it.
Although ballet usually means something to people, as I discussed with a previous guest, it means tights and women on toe. We don't have any of that here. Is this really a ballet, or is this modern dance?
I mean, I think it's a ballet in the way that it's structured. It's very formally structured. Jerome Robbins always called it a ballet. I would call it a ballet, but it is definitely, it's more dance than it is anything else. And if ballet is what people, if pointe shoes and tights is what people think of when they think of ballet, I guess they wouldn't call this one, but
could you do one point in sneakers?
It would hurt. You could try.
Jody, you mentioned the locations. It was interesting to me that two of the most visually striking settings, McCarran Park Pool in Williamsburg and the High Line, are both areas that are still in flux. The High Line is now a park, but it was still an abandoned railroad when you filmed there. And McCarran Park, which was a music venue for a few years, now closed, and they're going to make it back into a pool.
Yeah, I mean, I think part of our concept with locations was that we wanted places that are, you know, represent an old New York and a New York that, you know, of the past that is now changing and or is about to change. And I think at least three or four of our major locations are places that are about to be transformed or have been transformed since we filmed there.
And so, a lot of it is filmed in Brooklyn.
Yeah, there's one movement in Brooklyn, and they're all over the place.
Do you think it's because Brooklyn has become, at least in some people's minds, a contemporary setting for hip youth culture?
Definitely. I mean, I think that location, I think McCarran Pool is definitely a hipster location.
Greenpoint. The border between Greenpoint and Williamsburg.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think, you know, in our concept of the story of the film, you know, it's really important to us that the locations were places where, you know, teenagers or young people could go to be by themselves. And I think that pool is just, it's a place that people sneak into and a place that, you know, it's sort of off limits. Yeah. So,
in fact, for most of the film, Ellen, the dancers are the only people we see, and they seem to exist in isolated surroundings. For example, they dance on stage in an empty high school auditorium.
Yeah.
Why no audience?
I think we wanted to make it really clear that they were, even though it was as they were on a stage, they were really dancing for themselves. And Sean and I were kind of trying to recreate this feeling we'd had once when we were performing. We were doing a rehearsal in Saratoga, and there was no audience, and we had no ballet master there because he just happened to be out of town, and we just had to rehearse ourselves for this ballet. And it was such a great feeling because everyone was just joking around and sort of taking the rehearsal seriously, but sort of not. And we had this great feeling of dancing for ourselves and for ourselves alone. And that's kind of what we tried to recapture with that movement.
I'm assuming that when it was performed on the Ed Sullivan Show in 1958, there were a lot of teenagers who watched it because Ed Sullivan Show was watched by everybody, and Elvis and the Beatles were on it. But great performances on PBS isn't known for having a huge teenage following. Have you made any effort to expose teenagers to this work? Because I think they would respond quite well.
I mean, we're hoping that people will find out about it. I mean, we're definitely doing as much as we can as far as, you know, people are writing about it on blogs, and people really liked it at South by Southwest. We just won the audience award, actually, and you know, people respond on Facebook, and I don't know. I think it's reaching a younger audience than Great Performances usually does, and we hope so because that's what we wanted. So,
this is the first film the New York City Ballet has produced. Is this where dance has to go because of dwindling audiences?
New York City Ballet didn't produce the film. It's like an independent production from them, but obviously they're really supportive, and all the dancers are from New York City Ballet.
But you're wearing a PBS shirt.
I'm wearing a PBS shirt that they gave me at South by Southwest that I love. I think it's definitely important for ballet companies to get out there in media more so that people really start to understand the art form and want to go to the theater, and I think it's helpful for people to learn more about it before they, you know, come to the theater. If they see it on TV at home, I think it can only be good.
And there's a Facebook group, I gather. Jody, what other films have you made? Have you done other things with dance?
No, this is my first dance venture.
Was it daunting to think of doing something like this? Because if the visuals don't work, the whole thing falls apart.
Well, no, it was. You know, when I first got on board, I really just thought that I was, you know, sort of working for a couple of days. I just thought of it as a job. And I think that I'm primarily a visual storyteller, so it just made sense to me that I could take on a project like this. But then once I started to learn more about, you know, the ballet world and about Jerome Robbins' life and all the particulars of that stuff, I started to get really engaged by it, and I started to feel like it was my own project.
And then you have to put the music together with it and have it all make sense.
Yeah. I wrote the script with Ellen and Sean and Henry's help, I think we felt really strongly that the narrative part of the dance was something that should be accentuated. So we tried to expand the ballet by giving it a little bit of a context.
But you didn't change the dance itself, did you?
The dance is not at all changed, but there are these non-dance scenes that are very brief, but they sort of give you insight into the life of the characters, and they happen before and after every dance movement. And that was something Sean and I always wanted to do as part of our original vision.
We see these people coming from their homes, traveling through the city.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to thank you so much for being with us. Ellen Barr is the creator and executive producer of the film version of New York Export Opus Jazz. And Jody Leip is the director of the film, which will be shown tomorrow night on PBS. You know what time?
8 o'clock.
It's part of the Great Performances series.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you. Thank you.